Hello and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc. This is me, Dominique, your host, and today's topic of discussion will be the importance of teamwork or backup in your marriage. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all had to give me a minute. Some stuff I just seen. You know what? Today, I just can't hold it back. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all what I'm talking about. So, this is something that I seen. I went to the gas station today. I don't usually get to go, but hey, went to a gas station, went ahead and picked up a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of gas. And I see a couple walking in. Naturally, I look at the woman's, you know, wedding finger, of course, is glistening and gleaming. Proud wife. Ooh, shinies, you know. And I would assume the man that came in with her was her husband. Now, mind you, I don't know. That ain't my business. But I see these two coming in the gas station and they're arguing. And mind you, I'm not with my husband or nothing like that. So I'm just kind of looking. They're kind of loud a little bit. Very noticeable. So it's kind of hard not to be a little nosy, ear hustle a little bit. And they're fighting over, you know, something that really kind of seems almost irrelevant. Not really. I don't want to say irrelevant. It just seems like whatever it is they were fighting over was more important to them at this moment than it would be to me. But then again, I don't know anything about them. So once again, not my place, not my business. But once again, you just can't help but to hear. It went from arguing about certain subject or topic to throwing little low-key jabs like, you know, you didn't even graduate high school and, you know, you ain't smart enough to deal with yada, yada, yada. And then other, you know, just low-key things. And of course, while I'm at this gas station, now waiting to get my gas, can't wait to go outside to pump it because I'm feeling like this line that I was standing in was a little bit long. I didn't want to hear all that conversation because it looked like, you know, it was about to get really heated. Swiftly, the words went from a verbal disagreement to low-key jabs. Low-key jabs or very subtle insults to blatant insults. From blatant insults to all out, you know, verbal bashing. And by this time, they weren't talking anymore. Their volume has escalated tremendously. And now everybody in the entire gas station and some on the outside are staring in, trying to figure out what all the commotion is. Immediately when I got home, I wanted to be able to speak on this. All too often we see stuff like this happening. It doesn't matter whether we're at the store, at the gas station, anything like this. We see two couples or we assume there to be couples. Miscommunication. And they disagree on something or they're not at the level to where they can use their words in a better stance to be able to communicate. In some cases, some might not know how to communicate so well verbally. And, you know, it goes from a simple miscommunication, or not even a miscommunication, just a simple disagreement. Once again, to let you guys know, I am a huge fan of let's agree to disagree and keep it good and keep it pushing. I don't have to think like you. You don't have to think like me. I don't even have to come to the same conclusion as you, nor do you to me. But we're still friends. We're allowed to have difference of opinion. I think that's part of what makes the world beautiful. But back to the story at hand. There's too many people out here that are so quick to take it from a miscommunication or a simple disagreement to all out war butting heads. And it kind of doesn't really make sense. That's supposed to be your partner. It does not matter to me whether that's your significant other, whether that's just your new little boo thing, regardless of whether that's your spouse, regardless of whether stuff is real fresh. And this is you all's first disagreement. So, you know, you're just now experiencing how one handles not agreeing. As people who want a consistent relationship, there are certain ways to be able to handle certain situations. I kept thinking in my mind, a long time ago, this used to be me and my guy, me and my husband. Our first couple of years, we argued and screamed and disagreed and threw jabs and got to where we were hurting each other's feelings, knowing that we were going to cool off, calm down, and honestly, everything that we were saying, we didn't mean. But, you know, we were kind of feeling like, okay, we didn't forget initially what we were even fighting about. But, you know, then it gets to where, oh, well, they're trying to hurt my feelings, so let me try to hurt theirs. We had to learn together. Sit down together. Calm down together. And understand that, first of all, we don't like fighting. We could be those type of parents that say, we're doing it for the kids, but in all honesty, we're not doing it for the kids. We're doing it for us. We love each other. And usually, whenever we had a little bit of distance, regardless of whether somebody took a walk, somebody took a drive, whenever we had separation, and we forced ourselves not to communicate for a few minutes, we really began to understand that at the end of the day, we love each other. We wouldn't want to be with anybody else. So with that being the ultimate goal, and this is back when we were dating, this was way before we got married, but we decided that our ultimate goal was to be married one day. Or better yet, the exact words were to be together forever. So with that mutual understanding, we had to come to a mutual agreement that no matter how mad we got, certain things would be off limits. And that if one loved the other enough, we would make a concerted effort to upkeep that promise. Now, in some cases, some of you guys might think, oh, well, you know what? Saying it like that leaves rooms for, you know, for them to not do it and everything like this. No, mind you, once again, I've said it before in many other podcasts, I will say it again. When I speak, I only speak on our situation, my situation, the thing that I have personally invested time and effort in, because my mind, my thought process, my feelings, my emotions on a certain subject might differ from another person. It also might differ at a certain time in my life as well. So I can only speak for me. With that being said, he and I came to a mutual arrangement. certain things we were not going to say, certain things we were not going to bring up, no matter how upset we got, certain things that if we could not stop doing, we would try our best to minimize the effect of doing. Now, in all of this, never was it ever said that we would not have disagreements. We are two very different people. He is the yin to my yang. Therefore, he's my polar opposite. And so, yes, sometimes our ideas will clash. Sometimes we will not disagree, and that's all right. But while I was in the gas station and I'm witnessing this, it literally just reminded me of the days where me and mine used to kind of go off on that, and how it got to the point where we really had to talk and we had to calm down, and how I told him that I love him enough to make a concerted effort not to cross that barrier. And that he told me that he loved me enough to make the same concerted effort not to cross that barrier as well. And how to each other we kept our word. And how over a little bit more time that I saw that he was doing exactly as he said he would do, it made me fall deeper in love with this man, to know that somebody out there loves me enough. It's not really a respect. I mean, it is a respect thing. Don't get me wrong. But it's also a love thing as well. And if he's putting that much energy into showing me how he loves me, then you know what? Hey. That's exactly where I want to be. And at the end of the day, I don't want to let any kind of disagreement or arguments come between us. As friends, lovers, soulmates, or one. So part of me really wanted to just take both of their hands and tell them that, one, it was going to be okay. Whatever they're arguing about, it still matters. It means something to you all, or else y'all wouldn't be arguing. But so right now, the place mentally that they are at has nothing to do with the argument. It has to do with being defensive and being fearful that the person that loves you can hurt you. And that if that person does love you, having the confidence that you need to know that they won't hurt you. And if they do, they will do everything in their power to try to make it up to you. I really wanted to just kind of like tell them that and tell them, you know, hey, let's think about it like this. Let's say you guys get married and 5 years down the line, I meet you again. And I tell you, hey, I met you guys 5 years ago at the gas station. You guys were arguing about something. Do you even remember what you guys were arguing about? And if you think that you won't remember, then it's not really worth putting in all this energy into, because the main thing that you want to reciprocate and you also want to repeat and replenish is positive energy. And saying hurtful things, even if it's just out of instinct and because you're angry, and it's just these are the things that are coming to the top of your mind because, you know, you're just so mad. You know, the last thing that anyone would want would be to lose the person that they care for or the person that they're investing time. The one thing in the universe that cannot be given back to you. That cannot be regained, over something that was minimal, that you won't even remember 2 weeks from now, much less 5 years down the line. The one thing everybody wants is love. But do understand, not everybody knows how to give the same type of love. Everybody, to an extent, knows how to love. It doesn't have to be the same. Doesn't even have to be similar. That's part of being able to find somebody for yourself. Have you all ever heard the term, I'm not made for everybody? Well, if you haven't before, you've heard it now. But that's a term that I used to use when I used to have a lot of guys try to holler, shoot their shot, try to hit on me, try to get the nerve to ask me out, or get the strength to even in some cases compliment me because of the aura that I was giving off. And do note that the aura that I used to give off, I still do to an extent, not really an aura of being stuck up or snobby. It was an aura of confidence. See, me as a woman, I know what I bring to the table. I know what I can do. I know what I can't. I know what I can do to please any guy. I know what I can do to raise children. I know what I can do to be a wife, even before I ever held the title to any of these things. Okay? So, with that being said, when you know what you've got, why dilly-dally with somebody that you can already tell, even in the way they speak, they're not really going to be able to appreciate it? Or they're not going to be able to have the skills needed to fully appreciate it to its fullest potential. Once again, not saying that these men don't know how to love. There are just certain things that, as my guy, as my friend, as anything significant to me, I require. And there are certain things that are required of me to anybody that is significant in my life, be it a friend, be it a lover, be it an extended family, a sister, a cousin, be it anybody that can give me any type of love. So, just, I kind of wanted to speak on that. I think a lot of people out there, they have the same kind of issues. And like I said, no relationship is really perfect. Granted, I didn't say it before, but I'm going to say it now. All relationships are going to have some kind of disagreement. It's not really about having a disagreement. It's about how you handle your disagreements. There's a few things that I do now that I didn't then. You know, a few things that I've learned now as an adult that I didn't know then. I wish I did. How to handle my frustration and irritation is one of them. I now know when it's slightly coming. One of the best things for me to do is to be able to leave the situation. If it's a type of situation that I can't leave for whatever reason, I know how to physically distract myself. I know how to ignore, and yes, I say ignore, I could say block out. I say ignore, which is the one word that all parents always told their kids growing up to do whenever somebody was picking on you or something like that. But I do know how to ignore. I do know how to focus on something so strongly that literally I can't really give any extra attention to. I purposely do that to be able to distract myself, to one, allow my hands to be doing something, allow my mind to be able to focus on something else versus the way I'm feeling, my irritation, my anger, or someone else's irritation, anger, words, or what they're doing. You know, I've taught myself how to do these things, and I will say this, it was not exactly easy per se, but it was a very, very useful skill. I'm very glad that I've learned it. Wish I learned it a little sooner, but hey, better late than never. You know, not everybody can do it, but if you can, even if you can't right now, but you do have the time to invest in this skill or skill set, I would advise that you try it out. You know, a lot of times whenever you're trying it out and you're not really irritated, or you have something that's slightly irritating, not really majorly irritating, it might work wonders versus, you know, your first time really trying the same skills as something that's majorly irritating. But for those who are single out there, this is a great skill to try to practice on as far as bettering yourself, because one of the things that break a lot of relationships up is the fact that we really don't know how to effectively communicate. Along with not being able to how to effectively communicate, we don't know how to handle our frustration. These aren't skills that are usually given at school or on a TV show or taught by parents. So if you can learn how to distance yourself from a situation that you already feel is getting a little uncomfortable. And before we say anything else, everybody knows that feeling of slight uncomfortability. Everybody might have a different action to it, but everybody knows that feeling. And it starts off real, real, real low. Almost kind of like a spidey sense. But whenever that kind of starts, you kind of know, okay, you know, I want to get up and kind of get out of the situation. Even if you just need to go for a quick walk, need to go for a quick drive, heck, need to sit outside, go for a smoke. Not even a smoke. If you need to just take some time to yourself, even if you're in the house and you have roommates, and that just means going into your room and closing the door. The best thing that I usually, that works for me, let me say that, is that I do it subtly. Sometimes I do get up and I go into my room and I close the door. I get on my little phone and I play a little game, or I paint little pictures, color by numbers, and I make sure to get save pictures that are really, really, really high level or you know, really hard to finish, because it's something that I can focus on. It's something that I can do while kind of helping me blank out, blot out, erase, distance myself away from everything else that's going on around me. Whenever you have little bitty bitty squares, I like to be able to focus 100% on those squares and make a huge bit of beautiful picture. Another thing that you may want to do as a single person is, hey, don't be afraid to, you know, just kind of say, okay, you know what? This is getting to be a little much. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go for a walk. It's really great to do while you're single, because then if you make a habit of doing it while you're single, whenever you get into a relationship, this is also how you'll handle those situations. And believe it or not, They work really well. And another great thing about doing it enough while you're single, is that whenever you get into a relationship, a lot of things you do, especially positive things, are contagious. Whenever you start to do it enough, when you're new in a relationship, not only will your friend, significant other, your potential prospect, whatever you may want to call it, girlfriend, boyfriend, boo, buddy, they start to pick it up. Whenever it's done and they actually see what it does, regardless of whether they handle it positively or negatively, sometimes one won't even know how to handle it, they slowly start to pick it up. That, hey, you know what? I'm going to take a walk. Or, okay, let's agree to disagree, call it good. Or, hey, I'm a little irritable. I'm a little irritated. I'm a little frustrated. Please give me a minute. Let's go ahead and regain myself. Now, don't get me wrong, people. Some of y'all out there know somebody that might not allow you guys to have that same courtesy. At least I do. I know somebody that I had to stop really hanging out with this person because a lot of times whenever I would start to get irritable or irritated, I would let them know. And the first thing they want to do is try to get up in the face and try to hype up the situation and stuff like that for whatever reason. I really don't know. This person is a younger age than me. And as far as I'm concerned, they're a different mentality than me. You know, I'm happy that they're slowly progressing. It would be awesome if they could be where I'm at, but not everybody's meant to be where I'm at. So I began to distance myself from this person. Now, don't get me wrong. This person is still considered a friend. If they call, I'll still answer my phone. Depending on what they need, I will still go out of my way for them. But that's excess energy, and it's negative energy I don't need. It's not going to benefit me. Honestly, it doesn't benefit them. But right now, they're at a state in their mind where they might not know how to handle their irritation or frustration any better way than what they give me. So until then, I will have to hold on to some of the physical aspect of our friendship or our relationship. That's just how I choose to handle things. Not saying everybody has to handle it like me. I mean, it would be great to start the practice. And if it works out for you, wonderful, beautiful, amazingly awesome. If not, that's understandable. That's cool and that's fine. I would still advise that you try to find another way of handling that situation. Not everything is for everybody. What works for me might not work for you. What works for you might not work for me. I mean, it's okay. As long as we still are able to achieve this goal of being able to better manage our anger and our frustration and our irritability, then any and everything we do will have a better outcome because we are able to handle that part better. So it's just for any of those out there that have a similar issue. I mean, please try out the method. If it works, great. If it doesn't, I would ask that you look for another method. If you don't want to, hey, I mean, that's all up to you. But for me, these things, my children see. As much as I want to do as I say, not as I do, I understand that whenever it comes to children, it's usually monkey see, monkey do. So I understand that I have to be the role model that I want my kids to be. I also understand that they might not following every single footstep that I've laid out for them. But you know what? That's okay. They're individual persons. It's just my job to give them the best skills that I can to be able to handle any and all situations. So as a mommy, that's what I'm doing. Let me know, guys, out there. If you try it out and it works for you, great. Please let me know. Comment on it. But if it doesn't work, once again, let me know. Comment on that, too. And if you found a better style that works for you guys, let me know that, too. All love. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. And until later, I'll see you next time.